The first chord that I would like for us to learn is what we call the D chord. And the way we're going to play the D chord is to take our left hand's first finger and we will put it on the third string in the second fret. Now go ahead and push that finger down, and with your picking hand, I want you to hit that third string now, just to make sure that you have the right note. Here is what it should sound like. Next, while keeping that finger down, our second finger is going to go on the first string in the second fret also. Like I said, do this while keeping your first finger where it is, because we're going to need three fingers to make this chord. These fingers should feel pretty close to each other. Now keep them there. Go ahead and hit the first string to make sure you have the right note. It should sound like this. Now, while keeping these two fingers there, I want you to take your third finger and put it on the second string in the third fret. And with your picking hand, go ahead and hit that second string. This is what it should sound like. Now, if you strum the bottom four strings together, it should sound like this. Now, I included the fourth string even though we do not have a finger on it. When we start playing this rock strum pattern with a D chord, we will play the bottom four strings. You may have to move your left hand thumb down the back of the neck a little bit in order to give you a better reach for your fingers on the fretboard side of the neck. As you play more and more, you will find which small adjustments you need to make to get the best sound out of your guitar and your hand. Now, don't be afraid to pause this tape or CD, or even go back and listen to a previous section again in order to master something. This is normal, and I advise it. That's one of the advantages of recorded lessons. You can pause them and rewind them. Okay, once you have the D chord sounding good, you're ready to learn the rock strum pattern. While keeping these three left-hand fingers in place, I want your right hand, which is your strumming hand, to use a thin or medium pick, if you have one, and strum the bottom four strings with a downstroke twice. Then we're going to strum up.